Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. All you gotta do is put
a drink in my hand. That's what she said.
Crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings.
That just happened.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on.
We
well, come on.
Ready?
Y'all ready?
They ready?
We ready?
I came to the game to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
It's the Cyclone Fanatic Call-In Show live from Kippy's Place in Elkhart with your hosts Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Get your questions in by calling 515-284-5966. Now, here's Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith.
Thank you very much, Andrew Downs. Very much appreciate that pretty awesome intro right here on 1460 KXNO from Kippy's Place in Elkhart. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Call-In Show. Give us a buzz, 515-284-5966, as we want to welcome, you know, this is a monumental evening for really all of journalism, radio, media in Central Iowa, not just Cyclone Fanatic Radio, Kippy's Place, but, I mean, this is a big deal when you have a guy like Brent Bloom joining the broadcast on a regular basis. Brent, welcome to your first call-in show.
I feel like Bryce Harper getting called up to the Nationals, really, and there's a lot of hype around this.
Yeah,
I mean, you promoted this way too much.
I feel like this is more like Strasburg a few years back, you know, when you had like daily Peter Gammon updates.
Will they go to the bullpen? Will they bring him up? I'm excited. The hype is way too much.
Hopefully we don't have to sideline you for the rest of the year at some point.
I can go 200 innings, Chris. Okay, so I can go deep into the season. I will pitch in the playoffs if you need me.
And hopefully there will be playoffs for the Iowa State football team being a bowl game. And it looks a lot more promising after last week, and we can talk a lot about that. Well, Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames is going to join us here in just a little bit. I'm sure that Tron's on his way, cruising down I-35 stylishly in that Wilson Toyota Tundra. Have you seen the new Tundra, Brent?
I have. That's an impressive machine. I was telling Tron that if I were to drive that machine, I would look like A.J. Klein.
Why is that? Because like you don't have the hair, man. You don't have the hair or the muscles or the attitude or anything,
really.
Believe
it or not, I'm not a physically imposing guy, but you put me in that tricked-out Tundra, I'm AK-47.
Well, the thing is for sale, you know. So I'm pretty sure, if you want to be in that Tundra, Tron will make you a deal.
I might try and investigate that, although I don't think I could pull it off.
I think you can.
Maybe.
You can do anything you want to do, Brent. We're here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart. We're here every Thursday night during Iowa State football season, 7 to 8. And, yes, we will be here next week as well, even though it's a bye week. It's not going to keep us from coming and hanging out at Kippy's Place for the Cyclone Fanatic call-in show. You can join us on the Hy-Vee hotline at any point in time tonight. If one of us says something that you believe is stupid, you call and call us out on it. We like that. That's probably going to happen quite a bit more with Brent on the line, I would think. Again, that number, the Hy-Vee hotline, is 515-284-5966. All right, Brent, read your commentary earlier this week at CycloneFanatic.com, of course, on the Iowa State-Iowa game. Man, you're a big Wally Burnham guy. Big Wally Burnham
guy.
Holy mackerel. That was about 1,000 words, the nicest stuff I've ever read about Wally Burnham. And he very deservingly, too.
Well, I was talking to John Walters after I wrote that.
Name dropper.
Well, I have to drop the Godfather. He should probably stop by the way. He's not too far away. But when in Wally's first season, we identified early that guy, we called him Wally the Wizard.
The Wizard.
Right away. And I mean, it's amazing what that defense has done under him. When you think back to the Wayne Bolt years, I mean, that's like going from Roseanne Barr to Kate Upton. when you go Wayne Bolt to Wally.
When I think of Wayne Bolt, I think of that Kansas State game when Arnaud threw for like 1,000 yards, yet the defense gave up 800 of their own.
Nicest guy, really nice guy, Wayne Bolt.
Yeah.
Probably couldn't coach an NCAA football team on the PlayStation.
He is in the where is he now?
He's at all. He's with.
It's Gina. McFarlane, who is in the Arena League.
No, McFarlane was in the now extinct UFL.
Okay. I knew McFarlane was flirting around one of those minor
leagues. Wayne Bolt was just a kind of an ops guy for Auburn. Okay. And, I mean, Wayne Bolden, nice guy. But in his final year, Iowa State gave up 42 points a game, 525 yards per game in conference, which is just horrendous.
Okay.
And then now under Wally, they have improved immensely through two games, top 40 in every defensive statistical category. They hold Iowa to 6 points, fewest points Kirk Ferentz has ever scored at home. And what makes that more impressive, Chris, is they needed every stop. I mean, that's not a game where they could have afforded to not make all those stops. And you can't say enough about that guy, what they've got from Wally Burnham's defense.
Heard a lot of complaints about the game so far this week, a lot on this radio station, in fact. I mean, to me, and it's everybody has their own opinions on what kind of football they like to see. And it was, there were some sloppy times in that football game, no doubt.
Sure.
But I enjoyed LSU-Alabama part one last year. I enjoy a football game like that. And to me, I was watching that game. You know, we were sitting next to each other during it. And that was literally a game. It doesn't happen very often in any sport where every single play was critical. And that's what I thought the Iowa State 9-6 win over Iowa was like. And it was a truly edge-of-your-seat, every single snap type of game, especially when you're Iowa State and you got to worry about missing PATs and that sort of thing. You really do.
I've got that consensus from a lot of people just around Des Moines this week that they were bored by the game. I don't know how that was boring. And there was not a lot of offense, which is fine, but you're right. One play changes the whole complexion of that thing, and that was – it wasn't poorly played by the Iowa State offense. They could have done a lot better, and we will get into that as the show continues. But that was an exciting football game.
I thought so, too.
And I thought it was one of the better played in that series. It was not nearly the same type of game as it was last year in Ames. But you're right. Every single play had an implication on the outcome of that thing.
And if you look back, too, if you went back and watched the tape you know, we've heard a lot of people say Iowa State should have won that by 2-3 touchdowns, whatever. I think that really is accentuated if you watch the tape back. Because Iowa State won, I think, 75% of the plays out of that football field. We'll bring in Tron Smith, Wilson Toyota of Ames. How's the Tundra driving?
Hey, you know what? Luckily, this is 4x4. As I was driving up, I heard Brent say, if you were driving this thing, you would be like A.J. Klein. Just drove right off the road. That was the craziest thing I think I've ever heard. But, you know,
could I pull off the Toyota Tundra truck?
You can pull it off the parking lot and bring it up to the front door so I can get in it. That's about the
fair
best.
Enough. Fair enough.
But, you know, the neat thing is I'm glad that I jumped in right when I did. Thinking about this game, I had a lot of people tell me the same thing. This game, it was boring. You know what was boring? The fact that every time if you think about it, we truly dominated this game. I think the expectations, the opportunity to be in Kinnick Stadium and just physically take over, I think that's what everybody expected. I was okay with the game. I thought it was great. Anytime you can go down, you know, the atmosphere was a little different than normally when you go to Kinnick. A lot of the fans were kind of, you know, they were quiet. I think they understood what they were going to get out of it. Didn't think they were thinking it was going to be that bad. I'm sure that in the locker room, after that game, there was a lot of talk about turnovers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's nothing new when you look at Iowa State football. Let's go to the Hy-Vee Hotline, gentlemen, and our first guest of the evening, the man who needs no introduction. His name is Diamond Dave. He hails from Ames, Iowa. Dave, welcome to the Hy-Vee Hotline, my friend.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, we can't complain.
That's
Clones
right.
are 2-0, man.
Well, I tell you what, during that show, I couldn't sit down. I think I wore my shoes out and I wore the carpet out.
Well, I know a guy that can clean that carpet. I mean, I hear he's really good.
I know him, too. But also, I just wanted to comment, you know, I mean, some of the fans, you know, that I've talked to, they were disappointed because they keep on remembering when Hayden Fry was the coach and they wanted us to run the score up on Iowa, you know, and that's what they were concerned about. But I liked the game. I mean, they kept you right on the edge of your seat if anybody was sitting down. Like I said, I was pacing. But then after the game, went to the Jefferson Building and greeted the team back. There was a couple hundred people there. But we were chanting Cyclone Power, got to see the trophy, shake hands with Coach Rhodes. And, you know, this is going to be a special season if we stay healthy and clean up the correctable mistakes on the turnovers and that. This is going to be an exciting season.
Well, I hope you're right, Dave. I think they're off to a good start, and thank you for the call, as always. All right, my friend?
Good show, guys. Keep it real.
All right. Diamond Dave, here on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Sean, you're shaking your head.
You know what's really great about it? He brought up being there when the team came back. I got the great opportunity to actually go with the team and come back thanks to some great friends of mine over at CycloneFanatics.com. You know, when we got back, I talked about Paul Rhodes coming over after the Tulsa game and checking on the athlete that was injured. When we got back, I noticed that he was out shaking every single hand that he could shake. Now, this is after a long day of coaching and all that, telling the fans how much he appreciated. You know, we're never going to get tired of talking about that kind of Paul Rhodes. I mean, he's just that guy. He's that guy all the time. It's just great to have a coach that appreciates his fans as much as Paul does.
All right, gentlemen, we got a lot to get to. We're going to play a game tonight. And I would like to incorporate the listeners in with this as well.
Is there prizes involved?
Just pride.
That's the big prize. Oh, wow.
Just pride and ridicule.
Yep.
Ridicule, probably. And I'm going to be the moderator here, so if I think that you guys are wrong, I will tell you. I wish I had a buzzer. It would be perfect, but it's called over-under. We're going to do some true-false. We're going to do complete that sentence. And I'll put you guys on the spot.
Tron feels like an ACT test. That's
what we're going to do. But before we get to that, we're going to do a little recruiting roundup. So you guys can take a break.
Is there a cheat sheet for this?
No. What, for the recruiting roundup?
No, for the
no,
contest.
No, it's all off the top of your head, baby.
Man,
it's
we're not
all
Lincoln
off the top
anymore.
Of your head. So we're going to go now to the Jeremy Jordan Agency Cyclone Fanatic recruiting roundup. Jeremy Jordan, nationwide insurance provider, downtown Des Moines. Again, now we discussed this last week. You guys are both Adam Gray guys.
Yes, sir.
He's working with us now. So Adam, you know, transferred all of us over to Jeremy. So we got a lot of trust in this guy. If Adam tells us, hey, this guy's legit, I believe that he's 110% legit. So give him a call today, nationwide, downtown Des Moines, 515-323-5654. That is the Jeremy Jordan Agency, a nationwide provider in downtown Des Moines. And we'll do a little recruiting roundup here. We'll start with hoops. Big commitment last Friday is if Iowa State didn't have enough going on with the football game. But Freddie Hoiberg goes out and gets a big commitment from Indian Hills Community College. A bit of a surprise one, too. Dustin Hogue is a guy who I think a lot of people have been waiting to commit. He's unofficially visited Iowa State a handful of times dating back to last year. But a young man by the name of Richard Amarty is 6'9", 225-pound forward from Indian Hills Community College, commits to Iowa State. He is an under-the-radar guy, does not have many offers at this point. But I don't know, Brenda. I think he can be if he gets to campus, of all the things happening, he's a Marquez Gilstrap type where he's got 1 year to play. When you look at what they lose this year, the senior class is unbelievable for Iowa State. Senior night is going to be a busy one this year at Hilton Coliseum. I think that this is a potential guy who could come in and start right away for Fred Hoiberg. I mean, I'm thinking based off of what his junior college coach was telling me, he could be a 12-6 type guy in the Big 12.
Well, and that's what I'll ask to do. When you get athletes like that, 6'9 guy, what,
225 pounds. You don't find those guys very often.
No, and he's a really impressive-looking athlete, jumps really well, is a guy who can defend the rim. You know, one guy that I don't like to bring up, but I will, is LaRon Dendy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
similar. Well, that makes you sick to your stomach about that.
If you think about LaRon,
good he turned out.
He was okay, though. He was productive in what he was good at, which was rebounding and block shots. When you get a guy like Richard Amarty, you don't expect him to come in and be a Royce White, back to the basket, score, and dominate the game. He's going to be there to rebound, be a defensive presence, block shots, and then get the junk baskets, lobs, layups, stuff in transition. Iowa State's going to be an inexperienced team next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can get the experienced guy, he's going to be an older guy at that point, 21, 22 years old, with that JUCO experience, he's going to come in. They're going to lean heavily on him, not necessarily on offense, because I still think they'll have some scores with George Niang. But on defense,
Matt Thomas,
another guy, will be able to shoot it. But on defense, you still need that presence at the rim. And Amarty will give him that presence.
I think Amarty and then Dustin Hogue, too. If they can land him, I think you got two Indian Hills guys who could pop into that starting lineup.
They will get another JUCO. I can almost guarantee it.
It'll be Hogue.
The way that roster sets up, if you get another JUCO, it makes things a lot easier for recruit balance and also some experience and another score. Dustin Hogue seems to be that perfect fit if they can get him.
He would be the perfect replacement for a Will Clyburn if you're looking what you're losing and you're trying to add some pieces together. So, again, Richard Amarty commits to the basketball program. Earlier this week, this was on Monday, football got a commitment by a kid by the name of Brian Mills. He is a 6 foot, 195-pound linebacker out of East Ridge High School in Claremont, Florida. I talked to him. He told me Iowa State bringing him on primarily as a nickelback, which that sounds familiar. We've seen a guy like Deion Broomfield comes in as an undersized safety, and we saw him flying all over the football field on Saturday against the University of Iowa. So, again, Brian Mills, 6 foot, 195. He is right now a linebacker. Didn't have a ton of offers. He had offers from Buffalo and Navy, but this is the type of recruit that Iowa State gets. You know, you build these guys into what you want. So that's your Cyclone Fanatic recruiting roundup here on a Thursday for you, brought to you by the Jeremy Jordan Agency, nationwide provider in downtown Des Moines. We all get our insurance through them at 515-323-5654. Again, that number, pick up the phone right now, 515-323-5654. We do need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play that game. We're going to put all of you on the spot. You want to go head-to-head with Smith and Bloom? You can do it right now, 515-284-5966. We'll line up the calls on the Hy-Vee hotline. We're here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart, the Cyclone Fanatic call-in show. We'll be back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
The Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Call-In Show is back for the 2012-13 Iowa State Athletics season, and it's better than ever. I'm Chris Williams. Join Brent Bloom, Tron Smith, and me every Thursday night from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO, as we'll be talking Cyclones, the Big 12, and so much more from Kippy's Place in Elkhart, home of the best burgers in the world. This is a call-in show, so we want to hear from you every Thursday from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO. Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com. See what a smile.
At Hy-Vee, your health is what matters most.
That's why we offer hundreds of organic and heart-healthy foods.
Expertise in disease management and over 100 in-store dietitians. See what a smile. We'll customize a diet and exercise program for you and your family. We're your personal health team, here to keep you healthy and happy.
Hawkeye and Cyclone fans, it's the Monday Evening Quarterbacks, presented by Hummel's Nissan. Mondays at 5 with Miller and Brinson. Join former Cyclone QB Austin Arnott and former Hawkeye QB Kyle McCann as they break down the weekend's games and look ahead at Iowa and Iowa State's upcoming opponents. It's the Monday Evening Quarterbacks, presented by Hummel's Nissan. Mondays at 5 with Miller and Brinson on 1460 KXNO.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, and welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic call-in show here live from Kippy's Place in Elkhart, home of the best burgers in the world. I see John here dove into a patty melt earlier. I think I might change the game and go patty melt tonight. John, was it worth it? Shaking his head, yes.
I have not eaten a meal at Kippy's yet. This is my first occasion visiting.
Be prepared. Be prepared.
I don't know what to get. I mean, the burger's the hype, but the patty melt looked delicious.
Wait, the burger's no hype, my friend. This is the real deal. There's no hype about this burger. But here's the deal. If you're going to get a burger, get a real man's burger. Get you a big, strong burger.
Just be prepared for straight ecstasy. I think that's the best way to describe it.
I feel like I'm at a campus town bar with that.
Hey, we want you to join us here for this next segment at 515-284-5966. Give us a call on the Hy-Vee hotline. Before we do that, I want to promote something. Pretty cool thing we got going on at Cyclone Fanatic and pairing it up with Minor Rec Express. Brent Bloom is a VIP in this.
In life, you can, really.
Yeah, well, in life in general, yeah. Correct. But we got this Facebook thing going on where you make 15
really
picks
cool.
every single week. And all you got to do is go on there and pick games.
It's free.
And it's absolutely free. And we're giving away all kinds of stuff. Like right now, a Zombie Burger gift card is on the line to the winner this week. But if you win a week, you are put into a grand prize drawing at the end of the year. And whoever's name we pull out of the hat from the winners is going to get a free trip to the Big 12 basketball tournament, all session passes. So literally every single game.
I'm not sure people realize how cool that is.
Yeah, because I'm a little disappointed with the reaction we've got. People need to go nuts over this.
If you can win, you have a 1 in 11 chance of going to Kansas City for a week free.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been down to the Big 12 tournament, oh, goodness. It's my favorite week of the year.
The truth is they're scared of you, Bloom. If you take Bloom off as a VIP, more people
will play. I can't win.
They don't want you to embarrass them.
I know. But
it's not only do you get the tickets, you get the hotel, too.
Right. Oh, man. The whole thing. And I assume the hotel will be in the
Power and Light District.
Power and Light District.
Yeah, it's legit.
It's right there. Iowa State will win a couple games this year, I'm guaranteeing.
Wow. Yeah. Big talk.
I mean, they haven't won a game in a while. But I think they win a couple games. You're there with everybody else. Awesome week. And if as Denny Green once said, or wasn't Denny Green, Kansas City, Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
You don't play just to play. You play to win. And in order to win, you got to play.
That's right. You can't win if you don't play.
Yep. So, again, go to the Cyclone Fanatic Facebook page. Actually, if you're just on CycloneFanatic.com, I know a lot of you are tuning in at the bottom. Just go to that little bottom line we have down there, and there's a big link to it.
If you beat Williams or I in a weekly picks, it allows you – to talk smack on the message boards, which some have already started to do.
Yeah, they're really digging at us.
And to those individuals, we're just getting started. It's a long
battle. By the way, my picks against the spread so far this year, 15-5. What's up?
Congratulations. You should move to Vegas.
All right. Now we're gonna play this little contest, and we're going to welcome Ross from Slater to this Hy-Vee hotline. Ross and Slater, welcome to the Hy-Vee hotline, my friend. What's up?
Not much, but I think Bloom needs a salad instead of a burger.
Bloom needs a salad instead of a burger. You're right.
I think
that's a shot.
That is a bit of a
that's a shot at my weight there.
Your physique.
All right. Thanks, Ross.
That's pretty good.
Tip.
Yeah. I mean, you should be happy that he's recognizing the great physique of Bloom.
You know, I'm like Tron. I'm a bodybuilder, so I got to. You're right. I better keep in shape, Ross.
No. You're a builder, like Bob the Builder.
Okay, gentlemen. The point spread for Saturday is 38. This is an offshore point spread, 38.5 in favor of the Iowa State Cyclones. Don't remember the last time Iowa State's been favored that much in a football game.
Never.
Over, under, does Iowa State win by more or less than 35 points? We'll start with you, Ross, from Slater. You're on the Hy-Vee hotline. What's up?
They're going to win by less than 35.
Less than 35? Why, you didn't even go with the spread. Brent Bloom.
They're going over.
They will win more than 38 points.
I'm calling a 40-point victory for the first time in 10 years.
Tron?
I'm saying over because they should have put up 35 against the Hawks. I'm saying they're going over.
Okay. And I'm going to agree with Ross from Slater on the Hy-Vee hotline and say under. It's an Iowa guy who's the coach. I don't think Paul Rowe rubs it in. I think they get a cheap touchdown over the third-string defense really late in that game, and they give a back-door cover. Okay.
Wouldn't it be nice, not to derail your segment here, for Iowa State to just
route somebody.
Destroy somebody.
Outstanding.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It'd be fun.
It's been a while.
You know what I'd like? I'd like to sit there in the fourth quarter and watch Sam Richardson throw the football around a little bit. I'd like to watch Devondrick Neely, some of these young guys.
There's no coach that's going to look at his players and try to, you know, you get third stream in there.
Well, I know, Tron.
They've got a job to do. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying that he's going to tell them to fall, but I don't think that they're going to keep Shontrell Johnson in the game in the fourth quarter. That's my
point. They won't have to.
That's my
point.
But
you know what I'm excited about? We're probably going to get a good viewing of Devondrick Neely.
I hope so. I hope so. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to. All right. Ross from Slater, stay on the Hy-Vee hotline for one more question. Wins on the season, 6.5. Brent Bloom, go.
Over.
Tron Smith.
Over.
Ross?
Way over.
All right.
So we still have Dave on the line.
I'm going to 6.5, so that means I think we're all pushing for 7. I think Iowa State gets to 7 wins. What's that, Ross?
We got 8 wins.
8 wins. Wow. Wow. That's optimistic right there. Ross, thanks for joining us tonight on the Hy-Vee Hotline, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bloom, Wyatt, why did you go over?
I'll name the wins.
Okay.
Wow.
How about that? No, I don't know if you can name them, but I think they will beat Western Illinois convincingly. We all agree with that.
Yes.
I think they can beat Texas Tech at home. It'll be better. It'll be a good game.
That's a tougher game than most Fanatics think.
You cannot live on last year's game where Iowa State won 41-7. It's a better Tech team. They will not have been demoralized at that point. They will come in feisty to Ames. They know Iowa State beat them 2 years in a row. It'll be a good game. But I honestly think they have a shot at TCU.
I do, too.
I think people are overselling TCU right now.
Absolutely.
They were awesome against Grambling State. You, me, John Sellers, Tron would be awesome against Grambling State. An awful football team. They did not drop a pass, though. They went 20-for-20 in that game, did not have an incomplete pass. But, again, I think people are
Their defense only gave up 70 yards.
Yeah, but you're overestimating TCU. I'll be curious, actually. I think Kansas might give them a game this Saturday.
I don't.
Against TCU. We'll see.
TCU, I agree, is completely
but that's
overrated.
It's a possibility. Baylor at home, definite possibility.
I don't think they're beating Kansas State.
No.
At home?
Yeah.
What, are you in the Iowa State is?
I don't think so this year.
Why not?
I like Kansas State. Bloom, I've been on the Kansas State bandwagon since
that
June.
Game was tied. Iowa State was down in Kansas State.
I like Kansas State this year.
That game was tied with 3 minutes left last year.
I like Kansas State. Yeah.
I disagree with you. I think that's a winnable game.
I think that's their first loss. I think it's Kansas State.
Do you think Iowa State beats K-State?
I think K-State will beat Iowa State.
I don't understand that.
You know, listen. I understand last year, but this isn't last year. It's totally different.
It's the same K-State team. Colin Klein did.
And they were good last year. They were a top 15 team.
No. But Colin Klein did not figure out how to throw the ball. He didn't. Iowa State defense held them in check for most of the game. They had a long kick return that set up a touchdown. I mean, that game was 23-23, 3 minutes left. Iowa State held them to 350 yards.
And to side with you, and I don't know why I'm doing this, but Iowa State was pretty beat up at that point in time.
Absolutely
in the season
they
too.
Were.
I still like Kansas State, though. Oklahoma State is now a winnable football game.
It's still tough down there. They're
still
very good still.
They haven't forgotten about
it. I agree. That's another game that it looked like maybe 95-5% chance. I'd say that's more 80-20 right now.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Kansas State 95-5. I still think it's like 60-40. But if you ask me for a favorite right now, I'm going to give you Kansas State.
I mean, Iowa State will only be favored in.
No, I'm not saying what Vegas is going to do, but I'm saying where I'm at right now. I need to see more.
That's fair. I think people think K-State's better than they are. I don't think they are that good.
Are you kidding me? In the league? Like 6th, 7th? You think Kansas State is overrated? You're crazy.
Okay, they look
that
good
team
against
is,
Miami.
They are Iowa State on steroids, basically.
I disagree.
They're always underrated.
Do you realize they played Missouri State their first game, Chris?
I understand
10-6 in the fourth quarter. 10-6 against Missouri State.
Brent, they beat Eastern Kentucky. What? 10-7 at the first game of last year,
they
too?
They get better. Okay, they do not turn the ball over. They do not get any penalties. They still are – it's Colin Klein running 4 yards a carry and a bunch of help.
Well, it sure seems to
work.
It's
working.
It does work, but they don't blow anybody out.
Well, it doesn't mean they can't win.
There you go. And the thing is –
I don't get you.
I'm just saying, you got to understand the emotion between the Iowa-Iowa State game. But contrary to what we're all talking about, yes, I'm glad we won. But that red zone offense I saw last week was terrible. I mean, and if they bring that same offense into K-State, if we don't score from 20 yards out, we're not scoring.
I will say this,
though.
That's fair. Another point for Brent.
You're convincing yourself that I'm right.
Kind of the same theory I have on the Texas Tech game is like, you know, eventually Texas Tech's going to stick one to Iowa State.
They will.
I'm not saying it's going to be this year, but eventually Iowa State owes Kansas State a couple. There's been a lot of bad breaks. I'm a total believer in karma and things going down. Yeah, this is what's awesome about broadcasting from Kippy's. Trains going by.
Union Pacific. But no, that's, Chris, you're right. 3 years in a row,
yeah.
That game has come down to the final possession.
Yep.
And eventually that goes the other way.
All right, let's keep moving down the schedule. We've already talked Oklahoma State. Baylor's a much tougher game than people think. Mm-hmm. I think they win that one, though.
They are still not good away from Waco.
I'm giving them a Baylor win.
Oklahoma's going to be tough.
Agreed.
At Texas, I think, is the toughest game on the schedule. Kansas on the road in Lawrence, that should be a win. And then West Virginia at home. That's a toss-up. I'm still obviously a good offense. I need to see what they do week after week.
Well, they're
going to
get a full season of playing in the Big 12, and they're going to get beat up on, and how healthy will they be when they get to Iowa State the Friday night after Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of questions by the time they get here.
Definitely, and that's could be a cold weather game. That is a West Virginia offense that is high-powered, but if they get in the wind and the sleet and the snow, I don't know how they react.
That ball gets hard in the wind.
It does. They don't run the ball very well at all.
And people give me that stupid, well, it gets cold in West Virginia, too. I fully realize that, but I would rather play West Virginia's offense when it's cold compared to when it's hot, no matter what. It doesn't matter where they're from. It's going to slow them down.
I mean, I think West Virginia's a winnable game. More so than Texas is, more so than
Oklahoma.
Than Oklahoma is. Now, Oklahoma coming to Ames, that's another possibility where Iowa State can spring something on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma plays a couple tough games before that. What will their mental state be? Remember when they came here, I think the last time they played here was 2007. And Iowa State was awful.
That was 13-3 game. Or
17-7.
17-7.
Okay, Iowa State was completely dismantling. The week prior, they lost to Texas 56-3. Oklahoma comes to town, think they're going to rout. Sam Bradford's the quarterback, and they had all sorts of weapons. That game is tied at halftime. Oklahoma has a problem of being disinterested. What's their mental state coming into that game? They didn't show up last year against Texas Tech. They lost to Texas Tech at home. So that's a game where if Oklahoma's not focused, they did not look good against UTEP when they weren't focused, anything can happen.
I don't think a team underestimates this team. I think that Paul Rhodes has pulled it off too many times for any
team.
That's
the other factor.
You know, every team that's practicing for this team, you know, I'm sure their coach is saying, okay, remember Oklahoma State.
That's all you have.
There's not
to
a
say.
Team that's coming that's not going to be prepared.
Right.
And think about that upset.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Times are different than at that point in time. Oklahoma, I think people overreacted to the UTEP thing. That could happen to a lot of football teams down there in El Paso. Tom Herman once told Austin Arnott that's the toughest place he's ever coached at in his life. I mean, they're crazy down there.
It's an odd place.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as going to Lubbock. You talk to any of the Iowa State guys, they hate going to Lubbock because you get out in West Texas and, you know, things happen. 515-284-5966. Give us a buzz on the Hy-Vee hotline if you'd like to join us. Our little competition going on right here. Tron Smith is winning. He's beating Brent Bloom so far based off of his analysis on the Kansas State Wildcats. All right, up next, Jake Knott, 115 tackles. Over, under. Go, Bloom.
Under. He's got a lot more help, especially on the defensive line. And Jeremiah George changes that defense dramatically. He's picking up a lot of tackles that Knott and Klein had to get last year. That defense is playing so much better because of George and because of those two big fellas up front. Jake McDonough, Cleon Lang have been awesome through 2 weeks. It completely transforms what that Iowa State attack looks like on the defensive side.
John Smith?
It's under. I agree. Bloom, you hit it right on the head. I think there's just a lot more going on. I think they're plugging those holes. They're getting some kind of pressure on the offensive line. I mean, on the defensive line. And I will agree with you. This Jeremiah George, I told you in the spring game that the kid was going to show up and have his mind in the game. He's doing exactly that. I think he's taking a lot of the tackles from both guys. And you know, saying it for Jake Knott and A.J. Klein, I think they're both okay with that.
Yeah, we had a conversation, I think it was on a podcast or something earlier this summer, that it's a good sign for Iowa State if tackle numbers go down for A.J. Klein and Jake Knott. I agree with you guys. You nailed that one.
Great thing, from week one to week two, Iowa State struggled against Tulsa with wrapping up. They had a lot of missed tackles. Last week against Iowa, they had 5 missed tackles the entire game.
That's
and a
impressive.
Lot of those came after catches were made. It was in the secondary. George, Knott, and Klein, and that defensive line were awesome. Stopping the run.
All right, let's go back to a topic we were just on. We just barely touched on it, so I'm going to keep it in true-false. Tron, we'll start with you. West Virginia is a legitimate threat to win the Big 12.
True.
And why?
Well, here's the deal. There's no fake in this team. They're going to beat a lot of people. Look at the schedule. Really, who do they have to worry about, Oklahoma and Texas? Other than that, I think they can probably route most of those teams. I'm taking Iowa State because of when they're playing Iowa State. Mm-hmm. I think they have a legitimate – first of all, Oklahoma is, through the years, they're going to fumble somewhere,
mm-hmm.
whether it's here, whether it's somewhere else. I think West Virginia is probably going to be.
They get Oklahoma in Morgantown this year. Brent Bloom, true, false.
That's the key. You know how some people go crazy over the new iPhone? They're like Apple fanboys.
Yeah.
I'm a Dana Holgorsen fanboy.
That's unbelievable.
I'm a huge Dayton Holgorsen guy. He's an Iowa native, by the way.
He is an Iowa native. We're Mount Vernon, correct?
Mount Vernon, I believe. Yep. Mount Vernon, Mount Pleasant, one of those mounts somewhere out in eastern Iowa. But they can score the ball on anybody. It does not matter who's trying to defend them. They will put up points
fast.
Can they stop anybody?
They may not have to, but
you're right. This is an offense is could be right up with Oklahoma State last year. I would not be surprised if they average 50 points a game this year. They scored 69 week one. I will guarantee they will score 55 or more this week against James Madison.
I would hope.
And that skews your average, yes. But they can score points in bunches. Geno Smith.
Is there another team?
Probably
in the
best quarterback in the conference.
Is there another team in the Big 12 that you think can score that kind of? I don't think there is.
No, it's going to be
tough.
They're
probably the only team.
I don't think Oklahoma can now because of their offensive line.
I don't think their offense is
built
that way.
Well, their offensive line is – they've taken a lot of hits right there. I don't think they're a mix. I think Oklahoma State will score a lot, but they still have a true freshman quarterback. You
got
to remember that.
Yeah, and they got turnover problems just like Iowa State does.
Yeah, so, I don't think so, Tron. And that's why – I mean, I'm not high on West Virginia.
Where do they play Texas?
Yeah, I'll get their schedule.
And where do they play K-State?
I'll get their schedule. But I'm going to stay on this. I still got to see. And I'm always the guy who says, all right, boys, you play in the SEC, play in the Big 12, and then go 12-0 and talk to me at that point in time. I'm sticking on this with West Virginia and TCU. I'm not all in on these two teams yet. I got to see what they do with the big boys for an entire year, because tell me what you want, but the Big East is a mid-major conference.
What I'm taking is the question you asked me, and I'm only answering that question. You didn't ask me if I thought they were the best team in the Big 12. You said, do they have a possibility?
Yep.
Well, of course they do, considering where the Big 12 is right now.
Well, yeah.
True.
We will find out a lot. October 6th, two games.
You already got it pulled up before me.
Iowa State's at TCU. It's a big game for Iowa State for numerous reasons. But also in the state of Texas, West Virginia at Texas.
Huge game.
That's a massive game.
Well, I tell you what.
Huge game.
Even September 29th,
Baylor at home.
That's Baylor. That could be a high-scoring football game right there.
It could be.
We will find out just exactly how good West Virginia is.
But guys, listen, though. I know West Virginia can score the football. I completely respect that. But they start off with four home games. Then they got to go to Texas Tech. I could see them losing either one of those football games. Then Kansas State at home.
Right.
They'll beat TCU at home at Oklahoma State. I don't see them winning that one. I don't. Just don't. Oklahoma at home is going to be a tough one at Iowa State. I agree. I agree on their offense, but they are not a shoe-in go 11-1 this year and win the Big 12. A lot of people are anointing them that, though.
Two losses wins the Big 12, ties for the Big 12.
It's possible.
It's possible. And a good thing for Iowa State here, West Virginia plays Oklahoma November 17th, short turnaround. 6 days later, they travel to Ames on the 23rd. That's a ripe spot for Iowa State to pull an upset.
It sets up a lot like Oklahoma State
Absolutely.
Did a year ago. Mm-hmm. They were playing on a short week,
too. Yes, they were.
515-284-5966. If you want to join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, take part in this great conversation here from Kippy's Place in Elkhart. Hey, did you guys know this? If you bring your ticket stub from a Cyclone game to Kippy's Place on your way back, let's say you live in Des Moines, you just pop off on I-35 here in Elkhart.
Short
you give you free beer.
Free beer?
Yeah, if you bring your ticket stuff.
It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. We're not encouraging drinking and driving. Make sure you have somebody driving you, but you and your friends can get free beer if you got your tickets.
I could just see some guy like the can guy just collecting ticket stubs from the Kippies.
I'm just coming load up at Kippies.
It's got to be a limit.
We're going to have to ask Tim about
that. You just unearthed a great plan. I might do that.
We're going to have to ask Tim about that. All right, we're going to keep going now. Complete the sentence. All right, we're going to play a little complete the sentence here on the Cyclone Fanatic. Tim just waved his arms. He said no. One ticket per person. One ticket per person.
Hey, I'm
all
not
right.
listening to Tim. Tim told me that somebody was going to win a football game last week, and it didn't happen. So,
I'm not taking Tim. Befriend the other people at the bar.
So
here,
if you're the guy picking up pop cans, you cannot collect ticket stubs and come to Kippies. We'll just clarify that right now. All right, complete the sentence. Tron Smith, we'll start with you. A member of the Iowa State offense that is due for a breakout game is?
Ernst Brunn.
You're big on Ernst Brunn.
You know what?
He should have caught that touchdown.
He should have caught that touchdown pass. But you know what? I just like the kid. There's something about him. He does his job. Yeah, he missed the pass. But I think the kid, he gets open. He was definitely open. He's an athletic tight end. You don't see that too often. He can block. And he's going to get that opportunity.
All right, Ernst Braun is Tron's selection. I kind of like your pick right there, Tron. Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline and bring in Bruce from Des Moines. Bruce, who's the Cyclone on the offensive side of the football who's due for a breakout game?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know I was getting in a contest.
Yeah, you joined the game, Bruce.
Well,
you got to give me one guy, buddy.
Player on the offensive side of the ball, Jeremiah.
Well, he's on defense.
Wait, he's on the defense.
That's all right. We'll let you answer that.
We'll
That's a good
go
pick for
with,
defense.
We'll go with that guy that was in the paper who doesn't get to play that much, Ronnie Nelson.
Ronnie, he's on defense, too. It's all right. You got a couple good defenders.
Bruce, you
got
to flip to the other side of the game.
Bruce, what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
I don't want to win anything anyway.
That's okay.
I just wanted to ask you a question. You can answer it later.
Okay, what's that?
Because I wasn't... Anyway, I wonder what you guys, number one, I wonder if there's any offshore line on the northern, on the UNI-Iowa game, and I also am curious what you guys think about how that game might possibly play out. I can't figure it out myself.
That's a great question. Brent, you got the line?
9.5.
Really? That's it?
That's it.
I was thinking around 10. Tim and I were talking about that earlier.
9.5. That'll be a very competitive game for two reasons. One, Iowa can't move the ball and on anybody right now. And so I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Northern Iowa's got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
But pretty good offense. You score 20 points in Wisconsin, you're doing something right. So I think they can put up some points. That thing will be 24-17, something like that. If Northern Iowa hangs around, they might be able to win. I still think Iowa, with their depth, and the size of their offensive defensive lines has enough to beat the Panthers. But if you think about it, 9.5 points, Iowa's at home. That's normally a home field advantage of 5-6 points. So if this is on a neutral field, the offshore is basically saying this is a field goal game.
Yeah.
Not exactly inspiring for Iowa fans, but I think it'll be a competitive game.
I'll tell you what I think, Bruce. I think Iowa wins this game by a couple touchdowns, maybe 17 points.
What exactly did they show first 2 weeks that makes you think they can score?
Well, Iowa State, I think, has a pretty darn good defense.
I think
you got to give them some credit
there.
And I think that Iowa offense, there's no way they're as bad as they've shown. There's just no way because they've been awful.
They've scored a touchdown.
I know, they've been terrible.
One touchdown.
I just feel like this game has the makings of – right now, Iowa fans are probably, and they have a reason to be, but they're all overreacting at this point. I think you and I as fans are, and let's be honest here, Iowa fans and Northern Iowa fans are all the same thing. They're all Hawks. But Northern Iowa is probably feeling a little bit too good about themselves after their performance at West. And then they won. They beat some team 59-0. I think this sets up for Iowa fans to, I think the Hawks win by 14, 17 points.
You know, I don't think it's going to happen, but if, go ahead, Bruce.
One thing I hope is that it turns out that Iowa actually has a real good defense. Because they hurt us on our rushing yardage.
They sure did.
You know, I don't think it's going to happen, but if for some reason Northern Iowa does beat Iowa, I'm going to watch Sound Off because they will have more people watching that than they've had in a long time. But here's the thing. If Northern Iowa can get out early and put up 14 points, if they can get a lead, I think it's going to be tough for Iowa to come back as they show for the first 2 weeks. They're not a scoring offense. I mean, there's something going on there. But Chris's defense, and I agree with Chris, I'm taking Iowa in this game too. That team, there's no way that team under Kirk Ferentz is that bad. I just don't think they're that bad, and they're going to have to figure it out. They had a lot of drops. They had a lot of drops in that
That's
Iowa
fair.
State game that would have put them in it. There was a lot of going on. So I don't think you and I wins that game.
Bruce, thanks for calling the Hy-Vee Hotline.
I got a request for you, though. I want you guys to get them to put the second half of the UNI-Iowa game on the Jumbotron there.
You know what? And then that's going to be crazy mixed reaction, too, with Iowa State fans. It's like, who do you root for in that one?
Oh, boy.
You know? Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate
tough.
The call, as always, my friend.
Well, I guess last time they played, Northern Iowa lost by a closer margin than Iowa has the last 2 years. It was a one-point game.
Mm-hmm. And Iowa went on to win the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, who do you root for if you're Iowa? Because if you're Iowa State fans, you're conflicted.
I think you root for Iowa. You don't. I mean, it makes you look better. You don't want a team you just beat by three to lose to an FCS team.
At the same
team.
Time, if Iowa loses to Northern Iowa, that takes a major hit to their program.
Recruiting.
And then recruiting is whole. I mean, as much as I don't like it, Iowa's recruited the state of Iowa a lot better the last 6-7 years than Iowa State has. And I think they got almost every big-time recruit this year committed to them so far. And so if they lose to Northern Iowa, that's a huge shot to their program. Again, I'll be just curious to see how that turns out. I don't know if I have a dog in the fight, but I'm with Bruce. I am curious to see wins that
game. It's a very intriguing football game.
Yeah. It is.
515-284-5966 if you want to join us here on the Hy-Vee Hotline. All right, Brent, you got to finish the sentence. A member of Iowa State's offense that is due for a breakout game is?
Devondrick Neely.
He hasn't even played.
I'll tell you why. Because he's going to have a huge game on Saturday. I don't know if it counts.
It does.
In your equation, but he's going to have a huge game Saturday.
If it goes in the box score, it counts, baby.
Because, little number for you, Western Illinois against Missouri last year, lost to Missouri 69-0.
Mm-hmm.
Gave up 475 yards rushing against Missouri. Henry Josie had 13 carries, 270 yards in the first half. And I don't think Chantrell and James White get to play a whole lot if they're up 28-0.
There's no point.
There's no point playing those guys.
There's no point.
So I think Neely gets a lot of second-half carries, and I can see him putting up like a 10-carry, 140-yard game. Iowa State could have two backs go over 100 yards.
My magic number in my game preview for Saturday is 45. You know why? 45 pounds is the difference between the average Western Illinois defensive lineman compared to the average Iowa State offensive lineman.
This is a very good preview, by the way. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I agree with you. If Iowa State doesn't rush for 250 yards,
it's a major disaster.
I will run.
Uh-oh. Listen to this, folks.
Jack Trice to Kippies after the game.
Naked?
No, I'm fully clothed. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Just for my own personal health. Chris.
Bloom, you're on record.
Wow. Yeah.
No, they will run for a lot of yardage against Western.
Bloom's magic number now, 250. All right, I got two more questions for you guys and complete that sentence. The most underrated team in the Big 12 is Tron. Go. Underrated.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Kansas. You know, I'm going to go with Iowa State. I'm going to tell you why. I know it sounds like a homer call, but here's the thing. I told you in the spring ball that this defense is a lot better than people are going to give us credit for. We're finding out now that the offense is put together a little better than we even assumed. Is Iowa State ever going to get the respect they deserve in the Big 12? Probably not.
No.
Even with the things that they're doing right now and the great coaching staff that they have. I don't think that there's another team in the Big 12 that gets that kind of feeling like we get here. I don't know that there's another team that's actually underrated. I think everybody else is pretty much where they need to be.
Okay. Brent, if you can't say Iowa State.
Okay. I would say, can I give two or just one?
You can give two.
I'll give a 1A and a 1B. 1A is Baylor.
I agree
Everybody associates Baylor with Bob Griffin.
Yep.
And he's very good. We saw week one against the Saints. He's not a bad little quarterback.
No.
But that program is more than him. I mean,
this ain't Baylor from 2005.
No, it's a Baylor team. People forget they've had four first-round picks in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Robert Griffin III. They also have a receiver, Terrence Williams, is a stud, will be a first-day pick in the NFL next year. Nick Florence, a really good quarterback. And he's not Robert Griffin III, but he's extremely good. Their defense is still questionable. They look better against SMU the first week they played. But I think that's still a Baylor team that can win 7-8 games even without Bob Griffin.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah, but you say underrated. Where are they rated
underrated
right now?
No, I think
who are you going to put front that they're rated? Who are you going to put in front of them for where they are right
if
now?
If you would pull somebody from Kippies right now and say, Baylor, give me your thoughts, they think Robert Griffin's gone.
Well, but you're
Kendall Wright's gone. They're back to being Baylor. They're not being back
what
to
I'm
being Baylor's good.
What I'm saying is, who are you going to put in front of them from where they're at right now? What team right now?
Put
you said they're underrated. Who you say are they rating better than Baylor that's actually not better? Who? That's my point.
That's a tough
but
question.
But what I'm saying, we're talking about, are they overrated?
Well,
I don't think they're overrated.
I think you guys are both attacking the question differently. I think Bloom is saying more in general, and Tron's looking for specific facts.
Well, we're talking about rating in the Big 12.
Which is crazy because it's usually the other way around. Bloom's usually the one with the facts, and Tron's usually the one.
I'll say this. Baylor finishes either ahead or tied with K-State and Oklahoma State.
I think it's fair. We got to go to a break, guys. We got to go to a break. I think the most underrated team in the Big 12 is Kansas State, by the way.
Of course.
Quickly, one word, or give me the school. Most overrated team in the Big 12,
Oklahoma.
John? Oklahoma.
Brent? K-State.
K-State?
Yeah.
I say it's TCU. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll get some predictions. We'll really – hammer out what's going to happen this Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium. We'll look ahead to the Wilson Toyota preview show as well. I want to remind everybody, every Tuesday this year, well, throughout the entire year, you can tune into the Channel Seed podcast at CycloneFanatic.com. I'm going to be doing it every week. Austin Arnott's going to join me quite often, talk about news and notes from Iowa State football, basketball, the entire Big 12. But it's brought to you again by Channel Seed, seedsmanship at work. We're back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here. And one of the things I love about going into Mr. B's each week to chat Cyclones with Tim Sitzman, I get to watch how the store is run. Every customer is greeted sincerely. They're catered to their entire time they're in the store. The customer service is just really fun to watch. The employees are friendly. Let me tell you this, they know their stuff. So if you've never been to Mr. B's, trust me, you've got to check it out. They are the absolute best. That's Mr. B Clothing for men and women, located on 86th Street in Clive.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
The Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Call-In Show is back for the 2012-13 Iowa State Athletics season, and it's better than ever. I'm Chris Williams. Join Brent Bloom, Tron Smith, and me every Thursday night from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO, as we'll be talking Cyclones, the Big 12, and so much more from Kippy's Place in Elkhart, home of the best burgers in the world. This is a call-in show, so we want to hear from you every Thursday from 7 to 8 right here on 1460 KXNO. Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
See what a smile can do.
When you want the freshest produce around, you want Hy-Vee.
From homegrown fruits and vegetables
to a wide selection of organics,
the berries are the best, but personally, I'm a big kiwi fan.
You know, the darker the greens, the better for you.
Fresh fruit is good fast food.
Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Swing and a high fly ball to left, way back at the track. This ball may go. It's a three-run home run for Tom Lawless.
Fans, this is former Cardinal Tom Lawless. That home run in the 1987 World Series is one of the greatest moments of my career. I still follow the Cardinals, and just like you, I was hoping for more postseason magic last year. The Cardinals won, and I didn't miss a pitch listening to Mike Shannon and John Rooney calling the action. As the Cards go for 12-12, listen right here for St. Louis Cardinals baseball.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Looking forward to women's hoops here. On 1460 kicks, not too long.
Now you're talking my sport. Now,
booked some media day stuff for down in Kansas City today. Looking forward to that.
2 months from today, we're talking first game.
Big time, big time. Hey, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Call-In Show. We're here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart, getting ready to dive into the best burgers in the world once we get off the air. Busy day coming up on Saturday, of course, is every home football game for us. Every football game, that is, at Cyclone Fanatic. It will all begin for us. Tron Smith, you and me will be on the air starting at 12 o'clock on Saturday, and we're going until 1:30. They're putting us on for an hour and a half.
Oh, man, that's scary.
We're going to be broadcasting from Wilson Toyota of Ames. We got to go a little earlier this week because of that Iowa-Northern Iowa game. Are you cool with that?
Man, you know what? I have no complaints.
See, now we get all the tailgaters before they, you know, dig in a little
really
bit
get
too
a little...
much. So they're going to be really engaged in the program. But, yeah, we're going to be at Wilson Toyota of Ames, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be live right there from Wilson Toyota, right on Duff Avenue. You know what, man? I encourage all you guys, come down. You know what? You guys show up at 2212 South Duff Avenue, and we'll just have our own little tailgate party right there live.
Maybe we could sell a Camry or two.
Two, three, four,
five,
you know.
Six.
Quality vehicle.
Yeah. Cyclone Radio. Yeah, Bluma owns one, as do I. Bluma has the 12, though, so he upped me.
He did up you.
He did up
I told him it's probably time that you just get a new one.
I heard that Adam Gray bought a Toyota for me the other day.
Oh, man. You know what?
What'd he get?
When we called Gray on Christmas Eve and he got up, he made it so easy. So I figured, you know, this is going to be easy. You know, bloods.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, I think he got in my office like 8:30 in the morning. He was still there at 6 p.m. I mean, really.
What'd he buy? A RAV4.
He bought a RAV4. Very nice car. He's a nice guy. I hope he's over there turning red. He put a bow on it and all that kind of stuff.
Did he really?
What a mushy guy.
Did he really do that?
Yeah, he put a bow on it and all that kind of
stuff. Because it's his wife's birthday.
It was her birthday.
That's nice of him, though.
He was singing and all kinds of stuff.
That's good stuff.
Somewhere over the rainbow, I think it was.
That's good stuff. Hey, then, coming up, 6:30 is when we start our Iowa Clinic Urology Department game chat. These are new this year. Have you guys been on these?
I've seen them. It's actually, if you're not at the game, it's probably the best way to keep updated.
Yeah.
Because you get, you have to deal with Williams.
That's okay.
Which is all right.
My comments.
But if you're watching at home and you want to, you don't want to deal with your annoying, family and stuff, getting in your way.
Absolutely.
Just log into the game chat. You feel like you're with your buddies.
You know what we've had a few people do? They get on their smartphone.
From the game.
They're chatting from the stands.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's dedication.
That is.
We appreciate that.
Well done.
We also appreciate the Iowa Clinic for stepping up because, Cover It Live, it's a software you use. They started charging us this year. So, you got to pay for it. And the Iowa Clinic's urology department stepped up, and we really appreciate that. That's going to start half hour before every game this year. We'll do it for basketball, too. So it's going to be big time. Just another way we're growing it, CycloneFanatic.com. All right, guys, we don't have a lot of time left. I got about 2 minutes to be exact. So, Tron Smith, how's it going to go down this Saturday now? What's going
to
happen?
I think you're going to be able to go out at halftime if you choose to stay out. Now, guys, I'm not telling you to do that. I think we need to keep Jack Trice as packed as we can be. Should be a pretty good crowd. It's a night game. I think we're going to put up a lot of points, and we're going to put them up quick. So,
all right. What's your final score? Give me a prediction.
I think I wrote it out at 35-6.
Right.
I don't think
35?
Yeah.
Check that up, Tron.
All right, Bloom, what do you think then?
Going over the 50 mark.
Wow.
50?
We're getting 50.
50?
50, Sid?
52-7.
52-7.
Iowa State wins by 40 or more points for the first time since Tennessee Tech came to town in 2002. Making a call.
Okay.
52.
Well, I'm going out on a limb. I've got, for my prediction, Iowa State 45-7. So I'm a little closer to you. Well,
I'm giving you the score that I put in the paper.
You know what I'd like to see?
45.
Chris and Tron.
I put 35 in the paper.
Iowa State hasn't had a legitimate kickoff return for a touchdown since 1994.
Well, they should have had Jarvis in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Right.
That was a bad call.
Still didn't count. And then Jeremy Reeves had a kickoff return against Tech 2 years ago on an onside kick.
Onside kick, yeah.
Didn't really count in my book. I mean, it was good. I like the touchdown.
It's a kickoff return.
It's not, you know what I mean.
But it's harder now.
It is.
It's that new rule.
But Western Illinois, I'm saying, Jarvis might get one.
I think Devondre Neely may get one.
Either one of them.
Because I saw them both back there Saturday.
And
I was excited.
I never answered the question that I threw to you guys, breakout offensive guy. I think Jarvis West might be that guy.
Got to get
him
the ball
guy.
More.
He's got to get the ball. He's got to be excited.
You can just tell he's just waiting to burst.
I'm hoping that they just impose their will on offense this week. I would like to see it.
Run the bug in.
I guess my
Run
big question to you, Williams, will we see Jared Barnett this week?
Yes. Yes.
And Sam. You'll see both.
Yeah, I say that without hesitation. You will see probably all three quarterbacks.
Okay.
Hopefully. Hopefully that's the case. And
I would encourage
you to stick around. I think most of the people on our website who hang out at Cyclone Fanatic, they're the type who's going to be there in the fourth quarter because they want to see Rob Standard get a few snaps and see what he looks like. And they want to see those young freshman wide receivers. And, a little glimpse into the future. I think for the hardcore fan, this is a pretty exciting weekend.
It is. And the one thing I want to see, it all comes down to the running game. Iowa State got 2.5 yards to carry against Iowa and only 38 yards in the second half running the ball.
Yeah.
That has to be more than that. They got to get that up. Because running the ball is the bread and butter. Steele got a lot of criticism But bread and butter is where you run the ball. Makes his life a lot easier.
Brett Bloom, Tron Smith, thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks to the whole staff here at Kippy's Place in Elkhart, John Sellers, Steve Young, of course, running the show back at KXNO. And we're going to be on from 12 to 1:30 this Saturday, live from Wilson Toyota of Ames. So stop on by. Buy yourself a Camry or two or three or four. For Tron Smith, for Brent Bloom, I'm Chris Williams saying so long. Have a safe evening, Central Iowa.